Michael Shoup is a detective sergeant for the Hueytown Police Department in Hueytown, Alabama. It's a small community about a half hour southwest of Birmingham. Possibly he's meeting with one of his officers.
We'll just have to sign warrants on him. And didn't he have, he had somebody with him too, didn't he? But we let them go.
He has had his girlfriend, but I think he did the good thing and took
credit for it.
Took the entire charge instead of his girlfriend going to jail also.
The topic today, as it is many days, is heroin.
We'll talk to the DA about the bonds and the how the drug problems got the jail so crowded and everything, and what kind of bond we could possibly get with him so that he could at least maybe bond out and give some relief to the system.
Hueytown's police department is like others in Alabama and across the country. They're battling what they call a heroin epidemic. Heroin in Alabama comes up from Mexico, and it's become cheaper and more readily available in recent years. Hueytown Police Chief Chuck Hagler says heroin use hit his side of Birmingham first. As more and more people start using, the department had to be inventive with how it treats users.
We've started evaluating it now on a case-by-case basis. We'll kind of give you the, okay, you OD, and somebody called, we'll give you the free pass on that one. But on your second or third OD, then I almost feel like if I'm not providing some kind of a deterrent, I almost am contributing to his continued issues.
Hagler says he's seen an overflow of heroin and overdoses in his area.
We actually have people who come from other jurisdictions here because we have really good response time for our paramedics, and they knew they weren't going to get any trouble. So they would literally come here to shoot up in case they OD'd.
Like other law enforcement departments in Alabama, Chief Hagler looks to the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, to help them keep heroin off the streets by arresting and prosecuting dealers. Clay Morris is DEA Assistant Special Agent for Alabama.
We don't target end users. Now, we will target lower-level distributors, but our ultimate goal is get to the source supply. When you look at heroin trafficking, you're going to have distribution cells in Birmingham that supply retail street-level dealers. Then when you find that the head of the distribution cell, you try to attack that level of the organization where you can find then a regional source of supply.
But it's not just catching the bad guys. Chuck Wexler is the executive director of the Police Executive Research Forum, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. He says now officers have a new job, first responder.
That's new for law enforcement, because what that's really saying is you have a situation, a police officer comes up on, and someone's turning literally blue before your eyes.
And that's made police departments across the country start carrying the drug Narcan. When someone overdoses on heroin, it's because their respiratory system shuts down. Narcan reduces the effects of a heroin overdose.
With Narcan, you can save their life. And that's one of the really rewarding parts for police officers, is they have come into situations where, absent Narcan, the person would have died.
Police Chief Hagler also sees the benefit of officers carrying Narcan. He's seen it work firsthand, but Narcan isn't without complications. Once a user is revived by Narcan, they can be highly agitated. Hagler explains, if an officer is alone and tries to revive someone with Narcan, things can go very badly quickly.
They get on the scene, they bring this guy back to life, and then they end up having to use force, maybe even deadly force, trying to control him. You know, and people aren't going to understand that.
Morris of the DEA says fighting the heroin epidemic in Alabama is a daily battle. He notes there are teams of special agents hunting sellers, distributors, and suppliers every day. But despite setbacks, he says he knows every victory saves lives. He says it was particularly rewarding when his agency was able to assist in the prosecution of a drug dealer for the death of several local young men.
When you put the pieces of that puzzle together and when you bring a case to conclusion, when you're actually able to hold a drug trafficker accountable for the death that they have caused, one, it's touching. Two, you hope in some way that that brings some closure to that family in some small way that you can help them with the grief and the trauma that they've experienced by losing a child.
While Alabama's law enforcement officials fight the influx of heroin, Birmingham Police Captain and State Representative Alan Treadaway has introduced legislation that, if passed, would make it easier to get Narcan. Other efforts to decrease the number of overdose deaths nationally include Good Samaritan laws. At least 15 states have created statutes which offer protection from arrest and prosecution for people contacting police or hospitals to report a drug overdose. Currently, Alabama has no law legally protecting someone reporting an overdose, and none has been proposed. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.